Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic, and hello everybody, welcome. Before I say another word, we have to apologize for last night's show. I have no idea what happened. Went off, gave me a 30-second signal and went off the air and couldn't get it back. So one thing I do know is that blog doesn't make things so that we, the visually impaired, can read them. So it makes it hard all the way around. But we're here, and we apologize if you tried to call in last night. Again, it's not totally under our control because blog does not provide an engineer for us, and they should. And we've offered to give them more money, too. So anyway, apologizing for being off the air like that. All right, open mic. If you want to dial in, 213-816-1650 and sound off about whatever subject you like. I noticed one big thing in the news. Every day you hear about it. Companies merging together or doing projects together. And I'm proud to say that Inner Sight is doing things together with the Independent Living Center. I think that's a good way to go, that people should join together and take a stand on these issues. I did a show today in Cablevision entitled Over 40 Million People Don't Want Nursing Homes. It's true. And the government needs to get that message. Because people are unhappy with this situation. People don't want these things. And that means that they're headed for some kind of a downfall. Because that's what happens when people are unhappy and they don't want a situation. It may last a while, but it's not going to continue. Somehow it's going to fold or change or something else. Anyway, Inner Sight Open Mic, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004. Big East, a Key to Rescue in New Jersey, and the email, Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. So you want to send them an email. Anyone out there interested or who would like to explore the idea of an Akita service dog, let Joanne know, let us know, and we can work together on it. I think Akita's are very brilliant dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Very spiritual, too. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. And the wonderful presence of Milton, the guide dog. And, of course, the horrible story of Milton's death at the Guide Dog Foundation here in Long Island. And nothing being done about it. Not one agency has come forward except us to demand that they replace Milton with Michelle, the blind woman. Not one politician. Well, except Ed Romaine. At least he gave a proclamation. I believe that he at least did something tangible. So Shelby's Kitchen, you go over there in Bellport, you can see the wonderful presence of Milton the Guide Dog. Again, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And if you need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. And food is free. If you're disabled and you're unable to get around that easily, let Gary know. He may be able to bring the food to you. 631-484-3085 is the phone number. Make a note of it in case you need it, because you never know. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, let's see. Important announcement. The February 27th Nursing Home News Conference has been postponed. We've had to push it back to March because the Independent Living Center has some commitments involving the state that they can't get out of. So, but I was assured that we will be having it in middle of March. So anybody who wants to be a part of that, an email, innersight1620@gmail.com, or call the InnerSight hotline, leave your phone number, we'll get back to you. 631-224-3090, and leave your number and we'll get back to you and talk to you about the news conference, and of course we'll announce the date as soon as we get it. All right, InnerSight brought to you by the Third Eye. InnerSight, Devin Fernandez. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, learn how to protect yourself, call the Third Eye InnerSight, 435, 631-445-3464 on the Third Eye InnerSight. And if you're in need of a American disability lawyer, call James Bahamundi. I think he's a good lawyer because he's very persistent. He's handled at least one case for me and now another one. And I've gotten settlements because of his skill as a lawyer. 516-783-9662. Again, 516-783-9662. James Bahamundi. All right, InnerSight, remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Allie Campbell, Athena. Watch out for the children. Go an extra mile for a child. And this is Open Mic. Tomorrow night, our nursing home show, and Thursday we'll have a subject. And, of course, those shows to be announced. Friday is the funnies. Don't forget to goof off on Friday. I guess we must be goofing off pretty good, or you know, people listen to us and the numbers go up a little bit. Not enough as much as I'd like them to, but they do go up. Well, that's good.
It is. It's still going up, but it takes time.
All right.
You know?
And Silo. Don't forget Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. And as I said, we're partnering up with them on the nursing home news conference, and now having to go to the middle of March for that because of some commitments. But nevertheless, we'll get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, all right. I want to offer some prayers for one of our performers, Pepper. Prayers for Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Had some eye surgery and is at home. And so far, she's doing pretty good. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, open mic, 213-816-1650. You got the Able News out?
Yeah, I do. Just wanted to tell you, Louie is online.
All right, let's run the Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic and the Able News. Now, if you call in, keep it clean. We'll have to give you the boot. And, you know, pick whatever subject you want. A lot of people want to talk about the presidential up-and-coming race. Well, that's all right. A lot of people got that on their mind. What's all that noise in the background?
My husband opening something to eat.
Oh, well, let's keep the noise out of the show, please.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Inner Sight. You said Lou was on the line?
He dropped off, and I'm thinking he's going to call back a little later.
What, he told you that?
No, I'm just saying he might.
You're speculating that he'll call back.
Yes,
all
I'm
right.
Speculating.
All right, we'll see. In the meantime, Inner Sight has come up with some guidelines. Now, you don't have to follow them. You can say, I don't like them. I don't, blah, 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 whatever. But this is just some ideas. How to know if a candidate is going to help you. I mean, nothing's definite. Nothing is total. But just an idea, okay? If you're talking or attending any one of the candidates, promotion or whatever, and you're able to get their attention, well, Pick an issue that's close to you. I mean, most people would probably talk about the nursing homes.
Right.
Because they don't want them. They don't like them. They don't need them. All right? So you want to find out if this candidate is really sincere. Well, say, hey, why don't you help us improve our image, get rid of these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. And if they don't go for it, well, then you know right away that they're for the nursing homes. All right.
Which
get
is
the wrong
disgusting,
person,
sorry.
But if they say, well, hey, that's a good idea, we need housing, I've spoken to disabled people, you know, and they don't want nursing homes. Nobody wants to go there. So if they agree with you, at least you'd most likely have their attention. Then you could say to them, well, why don't you make that known in a news conference and have a sample of a law drawn up, outlining how we would do this and how the nursing homes would become outlawed, you know, and you, Mr. Politician or Ms. Politician, will benefit from this, because if you come out with something like this and people see that you're sincere, that you really want to do it, you're going to get a lot of votes. There's over 40 million disabled people in this country. Now, that's a lot of people. And let's say you get 10 million votes out of that. That's a lot of votes. So that's how you could tell. Find out where they're at, what they think. I did it with my congressman. And he told me, he said, you can't get rid of the nursing homes. Some people need nursing homes. So I knew right away that he was the wrong person, because he acted like a stupid ass. Nobody needs nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stay in your own home with the help you need. See? So I eliminated him right away.
Right.
Of course, you never know if somebody's going to change, but that's down the line. Yeah, so that's a good way to find out where these politicians stand. You know, just question them, say, hey, you really want to help us? Help us make this public.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do the same thing with the ADA and with the
guide dog stuff.
Service dog schools.
Yeah.
See where they stand on it. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, if you want to sound off about anything. I think it's really outrageous that this country, this administration, waste a lot of money. I'll give you an example of that. Back to the nursing homes again. They get money from Medicaid. They get money from Medicare. And plus they take money from the residents on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then all these programs that are funded, see, you got to count that money. All the programs funded through the independent living centers are taking money and wasting money from the government. A person can go apply nursing home transitional, they call it. You can go apply for that. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. Could take months, whatever it is. And then you're turned down. You get nothing out of it. The agency gets the money. The people get paid who process the paperwork. But the person who needs it gets nothing. Now look at all that money that's wasted there.
Right.
In other words, what good is that money if it doesn't keep that person out of the nursing home? It's not
Frank.
Serving the purpose for which it's supposed to be intended, because the state has made it that way. So there's another waste. Yeah.
I have an open mic whenever you get a chance.
Open mic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, open mic. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, the thing that bothers me the most, you think that when I went to HKNC, that means Helen Keller National Center, you think they would teach me how to cut with a knife or, you know, how to do maybe get Braille classes or whatever. They just, after 8 years, being almost nine, being with them, they didn't do squat except for one pair of glasses that broke apart when I it flung out of my hand trying to, you know. That annoys the heck out of me that I did also the traumatic brain injury thing, because I had one when I was a kid. So I knew that I would qualify for that program. It's similar to the nursing home waiver program, but it's specifically for, people who have, you know, traumatic brain injury or, you know, have, like me, I have some lesions in my brain. But the thing that, like I was trying to say, is that they could give me some life lessons on how to, like, do things. That would have helped a lot more, you know? And that's where I stand with them.
Well, you could learn all that on your own. You don't need them. You would do better if you took the damn petition and went out in front of a shopping center and got permission and got people to sign it. You wouldn't need no damn Helen Keller.
That's true.
You'd do a hell of a lot better out there doing that.
I'm kind of mad at them, let's put it that way.
Fooling around
with
these damn
people. They just cut me off after 8-9 years, and that's
really... Well,
look what they
did to Michelle.
Right.
They came to her, to Milton's day, and they made the specific point of saying they were unofficial. I wanted to throw them out, but I wouldn't do that, Michelle.
That's right.
I want to throw their ass out.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you're not here for Milton all the way in an official capacity? Get the hell out of here. We don't need you here.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about Milton.
Yeah. That poor
Anybody
dog
who doesn't
didn't
honor
deserve
him
that.
There's no place in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't done a damn thing to get Michelle another dog.
Which
Not
is the
one
worst
friggin'
thing,
including raising the money so Inner Sight could train the dog. And I don't even want the credit. I would make it a Helen Keller guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't beat that. What the hell's their excuse? They know that I know how to train guide dogs. They know it. They don't want to admit it because I'm friggin' blind.
That's right.
That's what that's all about.
Yeah, I know.
The school raises $100,000. The school raises $100,000, kills her dog, keeps the money. All they have to raise is $25,000, and Inner Sight can train the dog.
Right.
And half the money will go to Michelle.
Right, right.
Damn right. That's how we operate.
Yes, we do.
But you know they didn't even return my phone calls.
That's terrible. They have a guide dog that's there at Helen Keller, a rejected guide dog. Anyway.
Yeah, they're helping the school raise money.
Yeah.
That's why
exactly.
They came as an unofficial
capacity
group.
Yeah.
They weren't going to say anything substantial. They weren't going to come in there and announce, oh, we've raised so far $15,000 to get Michelle another dog. We think it's outrageous. That would have been the friggin' thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did to Milton, that's what they should have done. They should have come in there with a check.
Right.
Even if it was made out to her, I don't care. I'm not here to push inner sight. I'm here to push what's right.
Yeah, and equality, period.
And they didn't do one damn thing for her.
No, they didn't.
What the hell did they do? Everything that they did for her, they made thousands of dollars on. And then those son of a bitches killed her dog.
Right.
They don't even deserve the name Helen Keller.
No, I believe that the school killed the dog, and then, you know, Helen Keller came in an unofficial capacity, just added, you know, it added like...
Well, they support the school, so all I'm concerned, they're part of it.
Yes, they are.
All right.
Why do they have a dog there? Sorry. Why do they have a dog there?
Because they're promoting the school. Don't you understand that?
No, I do. But it just
makes it
worse.
That's why they have a dog there. They're sending people to the school. That's why there's a dog over there. Is Louie back on the line?
Hold on, let me look. No, not yet.
Well, somebody called the Inner Sight hotline. I don't know who it was, but... Louie, if you're listening, you want to do a promotion for Friday, come on the line.
We have another caller. I don't recognize the number, though. They haven't, you know, they're listening so far.
826 New York. That might have been the caller from the Inner Sight hotline. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to hold the...
Fort down.
Hold the fort. I'm going to go off the line and see who called.
Do you want me to put you on mute so you don't, you know, disturb the show? All right. I'm going to say one thing. Tomorrow is our nursing home show, and if you have a person in a nursing home... I'm sorry?
Sounds like a telemarketer.
Oh, okay. They are annoying as heck.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. You know, it's amazing how these people who violate us and these organizations get away with all this stuff. And you know why they get away with it? I'm going to tell you why. There's a federal law, Americans with Disability Act, but there's no money behind it, and there's no damn enforcement behind it. And that's why they get away. It's like they passed this law because they were doing us a favor. You know, oh, we better let's give something to these disabled people. You know, as far as I'm concerned, they can stick it. I have no respect for the ADA. When that son of a bitch wouldn't let me on the accessor ride with my guide dog, and it took us 5 years to settle the damn case, and I didn't get the money that it was worth. I don't blame James Bahamundi. It wasn't his fault. The damn system, and the guy who did it walked away scot-free. How can a law respect the people that it's serving when nothing happens to the person who violates you?
Exactly.
It's a damn joke.
It is.
So I have no respect for the American Disability Act. I really don't. I think it's a damn... Tony's ass law. Ass dumbass, I call it. And until we get money behind it, until we get, enforcement, we got nothing. There should be strict enforcement on that law. All right, open mic. Talk about what you want. 213-816-1650. And tomorrow night is our nursing home show, so we'll have to come up with a theme. Of course, the title of the show, Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing, that's the main title, but we usually have a theme. So we'll come up with that and post it up there. All right, let's see. Who do I leave out? Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you so much for your help. Suffolk Bus, iSlip Cleaners, local, Health Center site. We greatly appreciate that. My friend Tony and his wife, who have donated to Inner Sight. Olga Murray called me today.
Oh, she did?
And left her cell number. She no longer works for the town of Islip.
Oh.
So I got to return her call, give her a call, see what's up with her. But I know she's a good friend to Inner Sight. That I know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's people like that who care, who understand what we're trying to do. And it's really just common sense what we want. You know, let people run their own lives. And, of course, if they can't, they have to designate someone. Hopefully they get someone they can trust and run their own lives that way.
Frank, we have Louie back.
Yeah, Louie's back on the line. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we got Louie the Lip from Wichita, Kansas on the line.
Wichita, Kansas.
Louie, you there?
Yes, it's Louie Rivera.
Are you from Wichita, Kansas?
I bet I do. No, I'm not in Wichita, Kansas. I'm in Brentwood, Long Island, 11717.
Oh, I thought you were in Wichita, Kansas with the punching cows.
The bunch of cows.
I'm in the wrong country,
not,
Frank.
You better not punch any cows. They might punch you back. Yes,
not
sir.
Only that, I got to do is milk a cow.
You need a 10-gallon hat. You know why? You know why cowboys wear a 10-gallon hat, don't you?
What's a gallon hat?
They got to have something to put the milk in.
Yeah. I cannot touch the cows. Wee, 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 wee.
Yeah. All right. How you doing, Lou?
Yeah. Hey, you know what happened? That cow, I thought the cow took a leak. I can't touch it.
What'd the cow do?
Take a leak.
Took a leak? Where?
You milk a cow, they take a leak. They go,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
that. Horses take a leak.
That's the milk from the cow.
Smells good. Yeah.
Smells
that's
good?
That's the milk.
Elsie the cow.
Yeah, that's Borden.
Oh, it is?
Hi, Suzanne.
Oh. Hi, Louie. How are you?
Yeah, good to hear your lovely, it's a pretty voice.
Thank you, Louie.
Yeah. Yes, Frank, so Cheetah Rivera, rest in peace.
Yeah, I heard, you told me.
Yeah, I know.
Cheetah Rivera, and I come to see you, rest in peace, holy me, ho ho.
Yeah.
Cheetah Rivera, no, that wasn't the banana, girl. The other one was the banana. Who's the one?
Carmen
was,
Miranda.
Carmen,
it's Carmen Miranda.
Hey, was she Spanish,
yeah.
Carmen Miranda?
Yeah, she played in films, The Gang's All Here, and a couple movies.
Oh. She speaks Spanish?
A little bit.
Mira.
She sang Copacabana.
Oh, yeah, the Copacabana, yeah. That's an old club.
That's a nightclub in Manhattan.
Yeah, but not anymore.
What's that? That's gone?
Yeah.
I mean, they got Copa Latin music at the Copa.
Copacabana. Hey, you remember, I got a Muhammad Ali story. Remember Muhammad Ali, the champ?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my brother, I have a twin brother. So he comes out of the Russian tea room in Manhattan. This was years ago, you know. And he's out there, I don't know, waiting for a bus or something. And Muhammad Ali comes out of the Russian tea room. I'm on 57th Street, I think it is. And all of a sudden, this guy comes up to him, hey, champ. And he starts putting his dukes up, boxing, you know, sparring with him right there in the street, this homeless guy, you know.
Aww.
So Ali's, you know, he's a good sport. He's goofing off, you know. He turned around and gave the guy $100.
Wow.
You know. Yeah, he was a good guy, Ali.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good friends with Elvis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Hey, Lou,
hey,
you're going to promote? Yeah.
Hey, Frank Priya. Why do you say I got to talk to Jimmy Fallon? You're going to be a special guest star, Frank Perino, on Jimmy Tonight Show, sorry, Jimmy Fallon. Ring Frank Perino
all right.
on.
All right, I'll go on.
Yeah.
If you want me to.
Our next guest is a TV personality, singer. He hosts Inner Sight on Public Access. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Frank Perino.
Oh, thank you for that. Beautiful,
great
beautiful introduction.
Yeah.
I'll
you were introduced
forget.
To Jimmy Fallon, and it's going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
You got to talk to him about Inner Sight. You got to talk to Jimmy Fallon all about Inner Sight. He goes, you got to have a talk to him about it, you know.
Hey, he might like my dog, too.
Yeah, name is Charabel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll help you sit down. I'll help you.
All right.
Yeah. And the Roots, the band, the house band called The Roots, they're going to sing, whether I'm right, wherever I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world, I'll never be wrong. I got to be me. I got to be me. The Roots will play it for you.
Yeah, I hope I sing better than that. Otherwise, Fallon might faint. Fainting Fallon,
yeah.
Somebody get me some smelling salt. I'm blind, I can't see it, I gotta help this guy. Imagine if he fainted right on his own show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I watch it every night on NBC and I go to bed.
Oh, you watch it? What time does it come on?
11:30. It's only a 60-minute show. That's all.
11:30, 12:30.
Yeah.
So
who does he have on? Cheetah Rivera.
I got Jennifer Lopez. I got Sofia Vergara. Larry David, and you got Matthew McConaughey. Yup. Molly Ringwald. And maybe put Louis Rivera on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Wow, Louis. Congratulations.
Anybody be proud of me, Louis Rivera would be Louis Rivera come on and talk to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, where is he in New York?
Yeah, at the NBC studio.
Oh, he's in New York.
NBC studio at Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, I know the place.
You know where else in Rockefeller Center?
Oh, write
sorry.
Him a letter. Tell him about Inner Sight.
Oh, well, all right. And I don't know who else is in Rockefeller Center. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah?
Who's she?
She's a singer and a talk show host on at 3 to 4.
I don't know her.
I know. I watch
American
it at 4
Idol.
O'clock. Hello. Welcome to the Kelly Clarkson show. Give it up my band, y'all. Beep, Yep.
Sounds boring. But anyway.
What was that noise?
I like the old-time opera singers.
No, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Lou. Well, what's going on Friday night, 8 to 9, Inner Sight?
Okay, let me roll. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ed Sullivan. I was here coming up. Oh, brother. My name is Ed Sullivan. I want to here coming on Friday. Right tonight, again, got good comedy on Friday Night Frolics. Sullivan, Ed Sullivan. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have, what's his name? We got Lauren Hardy, your friendly philosopher, the Honeymooners. Honeymooners, and you got Sanford and Son, and Lori Rivera entertaining Ed Sullivan on Friday.
Lori Rivera with his beautiful pink dress on.
No. I don't want to wear a lady's bikini, not me.
Well, you'd become a big star.
It won't fit on me, though.
Then Jimmy Fallon will put you on television.
Oh, geez.
The only thing is, he won't be Jimmy Fallon, he'll be Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy has
from Fallon to Fallon. Studio 15 Rockefeller Center. It's a Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. Tonight's host, Frank Perino, and Sarah Bell, Louis Rivera. Speaking of roots, featuring Louis Rivera.
You know, I wouldn't mind interviewing Jennifer Lopez. Now, listen, Jenny, baby, wait a minute. Now, bring me that tape measure, will you, Joe? Give me that. Now, wait a minute. Now, let's see. There's rumors going around that your ass, I mean, pardon me.
No, Heine, no. we're not in the bathroom, oh, no. I'm in the ladies' bathroom.
I don't have to take this from no gringo. She's probably yelling. Oh, the newspapers would love it.
Yeah.
Perino measures Lopez's ass.
Woo! Hey, J-O, fix me some café botello.
Si. Mucho trabajo.
Café Botello.
All right, Friday night. Yeah, don't forget, we'll be here. We'll have some fun. And who knows? I mean, you know, call up Fallon. Go ahead, call him. Leave him a message. Hey, this is Louis Rivera.
Okay, you can get find Jimmy Fallon on your internet or online.
Yeah. 843
okay.
New York. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Also, you got Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel on different channel.
Oh, yeah. Those are talk show people?
Yeah. Yep. Every Saturday night, I watch Saturday Night Live every Saturday night.
Oh, they wouldn't want to hear what I got to say.
Yeah. Don't be shy. They like you, Frank. Don't be shy. Just talk to Jimmy Fallon. He'll make you laugh in the other audience.
I would say, hey, Jimmy, what if people went to nursing homes and they never died? What would the nursing home do?
They'd freak out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, yep. So Friday, Friday night, we're going
to
have a frolic on a Friday night. I won't forget you, Frank and Suzanne.
Okay.
And I'll call you when I love you.
Okay.
All right.
Suzanne, I love you.
I love you too, Lou.
Okay. You take care.
Yeah.
All right, open
mic. Take care.
Thank you.
Good night, Suzanne.
Good night, Louie.
And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty, my buddy, in Islip, New York. Thank you for helping in us. We greatly appreciate that. And once again, very important announcement. The February 27th news conference has been pushed back to the middle of March due to circumstances beyond our control and beyond the control of Silo, our partner in the news conference. But I have been assured that that news conference will happen. So we have a little more time to deal with it. Get that petition up there.
Yeah.
Get those names. I want 25,000 names on there.
25,000 names. That's a lot of names.
Look what we
I'll
did
need
with the,
somebody to help me.
I got more names on the service dog thing.
Wow.
25,000 is not a lot. That's a start.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic if you want to call in. 213-816-1650. Got a few minutes left. And, here in the news. I didn't hear anything about Trump today or Joe. Biden, nothing in the news. They must have taken a day off. Who knows? Yeah. But whoever the next president will be, I tell you, they got a big job in front of them.
Yeah.
A lot of changes need to be made in this country. A lot of people are saying that this country is going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? Who knows what's going to be? Like I always say, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight, nursing home show tomorrow, subject on Thursday, Frolics on Friday. And don't forget, what's coming up? Valentine's Day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a Valentine funnies.
Yeah, we do.
Valentine's Day. Don't forget your... now, wait a minute. Who gets the best present now? Your wife or your girlfriend?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a big question now. You know,
yes, it is.
A lot of people are going to freak with that, you know.
Yeah.
Now, what about if your wife and your girlfriend know each other and like each other? What about their friends?
Yeah, right.
There's another situation. But we'll see how it turns out. Let's see, when's the 14th? You got a calendar?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
Today's the...
Next week on Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow.
Today. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Is the Valentine. My Valentine. Remember that guy, Rudy Valentino?
Mm-hmm.
He had the ugliest voice, but girls loved him. My time is time. There's no time. Oh, shut up. That guy had such an ugly voice. I don't see how anybody could listen to him sing. He was so... Turned off the whole musical world.
He certainly did.
But made a lot of money. Rudy Valentino.
I think my mom went to school with him, I think. Yeah, exactly.
Poor Rosie. Anyway. Now,
he pulled her hair. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I found out that Jose Feliciano is 80 years old. He was same age as me. Well, I'm not 80 years old. People think I'm 80, but I'm not. They want me to be 80.
There you go.
You know. Anyway, it's kind of weird, you know, when you chase girls all your life, and then when you get older, they chase you. Why is that?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
All right, Insight, we're going to be with you tomorrow night. Nursing Home Show. I want to thank all our friends, all our listeners, and Silo for their up-and-coming donation. We greatly appreciate that. Oh, what is it, 8:50?
We have 8 minutes to the rest of the show. Now, yeah, it just, oh, darn it. Yeah, 8 minutes to the rest of the show.
We got about 10 minutes on.
Yeah.
Well, my clock might be fast. Right.
Mine is, too.
Open mic. Any callers on the line?
No, just Louie. He's listening.
Oh, all right. All right, so don't forget now, go to our website, innersight.info, if you'd like to make a donation. We'd appreciate that, which was a PayPal. Just look at some of the things we have up there. A big picture of Milton on the front page, and that is our honor. We will always honor Milton. And there's a thing up there. I have to revise it a little bit, go over it. How to train your guide dog. So anybody who's interested in doing that, you know, take a look at it. Do some research. Go to the library. I don't know how many books are out on guide dog training.
No. They don't believe in that.
What?
They don't believe in that. You know, they raise the dogs and stuff like that.
Who doesn't believe in that?
The school.
Well, there might be a book on how to train guide dogs.
Yeah,
books
possibly.
On everything.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But don't let them fool your world. You know, you don't need that much money to train a guide dog.
No.
The schools, service dog schools, they double it, triple it, quadruple it, and keep going. And you know, they use it. They use it to take in money.
Yeah.
And to quote the Independent Living Center here, my good friend Jose Delgado, they're very unfair to their clients because they don't have a fair hearing system that people can fall back on. That was his quote. So, go to the website and check out the what we say about training the guide. I think the American Council for the Blind has a web page on how to train your guide dog too. If I'm not mistaken. If it's still up there. Last I heard it was. So anybody would like to train their dog on their own, we'll help you. We'd be happy to help. Or if you have a service dog and you'd like the dog to be certified, we'd be happy to take a look at the dog and what your disability is and all that. Certify the dog. We've done several of those and worked out pretty good. So there you have Inner Sight. We are the alternative. I mean, if that's the way you want to look at it, you know, we're the alternative. All right. Inner Sight. I want to say hello to my friend in outside of Boston, Brandy, who loves Inner Sight. She's a big, she's been giving out our website to some potential donors. Thank you, Brandy, for that. We greatly appreciate that. And all of our friends, my buddy John in Nassau County, who's one of our volunteers, who spread the word on Inner Sight. And all of our friends, all right? Stay with Inner Sight. We're determined to make this system better. We have a good system in many, many ways. Don't get me wrong. But it needs improvement in a lot of areas. And that's why Inner Sight is here. And that's why people listen to us. Because people realize that it needs improvement. All right. There's going to be a new mental health clinic opening here in Suffolk County in April through the Independent Living Center. And we'll be undoubtedly, you know, maybe have them on the show and all that. Find out what's going on with that. I told Joe yesterday, the head of Independent Living, that I'm hoping that they're not going to get people in there who push drugs on people.
Mm-hmm.
Lean more toward the alternative type of medication. So he said he tried to pick out people like that, and I was happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, around the world. I want to thank my buddy down in Australia. What was that guy's name, that radio guy show?
It's Shakedown something. I got to look it up.
Sit Down?
Craig. Craig is his name. Shakedown Radio.
Yeah.
Craig. Yeah.
Craig in Australia, thank you so much for promoting Inner Sight. We appreciate that down under. And someday your country will be liberated for the blind and they won't harm blind people's dogs.
Yeah.
We promise you that. We're determined to make that happen. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Nursing Home Show. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Inner Sight hotline. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.